Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. Worst and best. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Have you ever done something wrong and wished you could go back and change it? Maybe you hurt someone's feelings, disobeyed your parents, lied about something, or got angry at a friend. Sometimes those memories can make you cringe inside when you remember them, right? The Apostle Paul knew that feeling too. Before he became a Christian, he did terrible things. He hurt Christians. He even went from house to house to capture believers. He threw some into prison. He tried to stop people from believing in Jesus. Paul felt awful about the sins he had committed. That's why in today's Bible verse he says, "I am the worst of sinners." Here's what is surprising. Paul wasn't the only sinner. All people sin, even you and me. We are all the worst of sinners. Any sin, no matter how big or small it feels, separates us from God. Any sin, no matter how many or how few people it affects, condemns us to hell. Any sin is the worst of sins, and that makes all of us the worst of sinners. That's the bad news. But here comes the good news. Paul says, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That means Jesus came for people who mess up. Jesus came for people who sin. Jesus came for Paul. Jesus came for you, too. On the cross, Jesus became the worst of sinners for every mean word, every selfish choice, every lie, every bad attitude. Everything that makes you cringe, he became the worst in order to give you his best, the righteousness of God. Paul calls this a trustworthy saying. That means it is completely true and something we can always believe. So, when you remember the worst thing you've ever done and it makes you feel the worst, don't forget this. Jesus forgives you. The cross reminds you that God doesn't remember your worst, but the best of Jesus. Through Jesus, we are forgiven, dearly loved children of God. And there's nothing better than that. We pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving me even when I'm at my worst. Thank you for forgiving all my wrong choices. Help me remember every day that I am your forgiven child. Help me share this trustworthy saying with someone who needs it as much as I do. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.